Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, May the 28th, 2020. We don't live in fear, and I won't do it. So let's just move forward, shall we? Good. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, your attorney general is filing a lawsuit against the reduction of fuel economy standards at the federal level. She says it's the only way to save lives. Of course, she ignores the fact that the vehicles become lighter and less safe, and 15% more people die. Don't worry about that. Number two, the breaking point drawing near for those who are still locked out of their businesses and their jobs and their lives. Only so much they can take before they say no more. And number one, the death sentence of sending COVID-19 patients to nursing homes can no longer be overlooked or ignored or pushed under the rug. The numbers are overwhelming. Governor Gretchen Whitmer among those that ordered COVID-19 positive patients to return to nursing home facilities. It caused thousands of deaths in New York, New Jersey, and in Michigan, too. It's not even debatable. The governor must be held to account for ordering COVID-19 patients that were positive back into nursing home facilities. She made that executive order on the 11th of April, long after we knew what was happening in nursing homes in the state of Washington or in Italy or in the state of New York or in Spain. The science was settled, if you will, on that. And now a study indicates that at least, and this number is going to go higher, 43% of U.S. deaths are from 0.6% of the population. That's because 2.1 million Americans live in nursing homes. That represents 0.6% of the U.S. population. Nursing homes, of course, residents for seniors needing help with activities of daily living, taking a shower, getting dressed, food, and some require 24/7 medical supervision. Assisted living facilities designed for seniors who need help with activities of daily living but don't require full-time on-site medical supervision. According to analysis put up by Forbes magazine, as of May the 22nd, in the 39 states that currently report such figures, a disheartening 43% of all COVID-19 deaths have taken place in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Just let that sink in. 43% of all COVID-19 deaths taking place in facilities that house 0.6% of the U.S. population. And 43% is most likely a considerable undercount because states like New York exclude from their nursing home death tallies those who die in a hospital. Now, we can get those death tallies in Michigan as well. The nursing home and assisted care facility industry is heavily regulated by the state of Michigan. Heavily regulated. Governor Whitmer, just in the last few days, allowed that executive order to expire, but it was in place for 6 full weeks. 6 full weeks. How many people died because of the recklessness of that science? Were we really all in it together? Were we really? No, the governor was more worried about telling you that protesting her lockdowns and her tyrannical behavior would lead to deaths and to mass infections and to problems and to extending lockdowns and so forth. That's what she told us. And then she told people that it had resulted in spikes and cases and so forth. Of course, that's absolutely categorically false, and she was forced to admit that recently. Let me refresh your memory. Let's remember all the historical claims that protests would lead to those spikes in cases and COVID-19 deaths, and remember that none of it happened. And when asked about it, could she provide proof? Could Big Gretch provide proof that that had happened? Here's what she said. It's bite number six. Go.
Governor, you said this morning on The View that the protests that we've been seeing at the Capitol could be potentially adding to the spread of COVID-19 as people not listen to the stay-at-home orders and congregate. What proof do you have to show that that's happening, and as well as COVID-19 spreading into rural areas because of that?
Yeah, so I think that, I saw one report. I don't have proof. I'm not following everybody home and taking their temperatures and watching them for 2 weeks.
You know what we do have proof of? We have proof that when patients go to nursing homes, other patients get infected and people die needlessly. We know that because Florida didn't allow that to happen. Florida did not allow that to happen. Florida has more people than New York. And yet Michigan and New Jersey and other states have far higher death tolls, even with smaller populations. So we do have proof positive that that's what's occurred as a direct result of executive orders in at least three states, New York, New Jersey, and Michigan, ordering positive patients into nursing homes. I wonder what Dr. J would say about that. Did she not realize that patients in nursing homes were susceptible to the COVID-19 virus? Did they not realize by the 11th of April that elderly people were more danger than anybody else? Did they not realize by the 11th of April that that would mean people would die? Did they not understand from outbreaks in the state of Washington or outbreaks in the state of New York or even outbreaks in places like Detroit, Durand, Ionia, and Gaylord? Did they not realize those nursing home outbreaks were indicative of what would happen in other nursing homes if COVID-19 positive patients were required to return to those environments? Let's be honest, long-term care facilities and nursing homes are not hospitals. They are not equipped to deal with infectious disease the way a hospital is. They're not equipped at all. Nosocomial infections in hospitals are one thing. That means being spread around and people gathering and catching something at the hospital they didn't otherwise have. Far more likely in an environment where you don't have doctors and nurses in PPE and following protocols on how to handle with an infectious disease. And so while there's no proof at all, Governor admitting, that the protests against her iron-fisted rule, which has created all sorts of other problems, didn't spread the disease, what we do have proof of is the spread of disease inside nursing homes, long-term care facilities, veterans' homes, and everything else like it. That's what we have proof of. And my friends, this governor needs to be held to account for what was ordered. Her public health department needs to be held to account for what was ordered and what was in place for 6 weeks. And how many people died in nursing homes during that period that would have otherwise not been exposed? Like the officials from Florida said, you can't turn 5 cases into 50. You can't turn 1 case into 10. You can't do that. You just can't do that. And you shouldn't, and you should have known better. If you're truly following the science, you would know better. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Coming up a bit later, it'll be Devin Nunes here. So don't go anywhere. Quick break. We'll be right back. There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The Roxor, beast of a sales event, is mixing it up. Right now, with the purchase or lease of a new Ruxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Ruxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.